Stop fighting. We'll smack your hand.
Hello, and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, historical facts, and some upcoming events with some comedy mixed in. It's Thursday, July 10th, and we are glad you're tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and joining me as always, the master of mirth himself, Jamie Yost. How you doing, Jamie?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for asking.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we do have a lot of news today, so we're just going to jump right into that and see what we got.
Nice try.
All right, for Ohio news, we have a decent amount. Some key points from Ohio's newly signed two-year state budget bill, or state budget regarding K through 12 education. Overall, funding, it looks like funding for Ohio schools has increased, but advocates say it still falls short of fully funding the Fair School Funding Plan. This allocates $8.2 billion for traditional public schools in the next school year. The budget significantly increases funding for private school vouchers, raising the total for Ohio's five main scholarship programs, including EdChoice, by $376 million. Charter schools also received a funding increase. Looks like Governor DeWine did veto some several controversial measures, including a rule that would require schools to return money to taxpayers if they had a surplus, a proposal to make local school board elections partisan races, and a new program to create state-funded education savings accounts for unregulated non-chartered private schools. Some key provisions that became law, the number of elected educators of the state teachers retirement system will be reduced from 7 to 3. Looks like a provision specifically prohibiting Dayton public school students from using the downtown RTA hub to transfer was not vetoed and became law, which I know we talked about that.
Yeah.
And the Republican supermajority in the Ohio State House could attempt to override the governor's vetoes with a 3/5 vote. So if you want to know more about that, look that up. Looks like defense manufacturer Anduril Industries is set to receive a record-breaking $310 million grant from the state of Ohio to build a new plant in Pickaway County. The company plans to invest over $910 million in the facility, creating more than 4,000 jobs with an average salary of over $132,000 by 2035. You should jump on that.
Right. I'm moving there right now.
In partnership with the U.S. Air Force and Wright-Patt Air Force Base, the plant will design and manufacture autonomous collaborative combat aircraft.
UFOs.
CCAs.
Yeah, well.
But yeah. Unidentified aerial, UAVs.
UAVs, yeah. They changed the letter here and there.
Yeah, ABC. The Ohio Attorney General's office is distributing $2.5 million in grants to 13 county jails to expand addiction and mental health treatment for inmates. This is part of the state's larger opioid remediation grant program. All right, moving on to Dayton. Looks like a new indoor pickleball facility called Black Barn Pickleball is set to open in Riverside on the former site of Smiley's Golf and Baseball Center on Linden Avenue.
That's right by our work.
That's right by where we work. I was wondering what was going in there.
Yeah.
Makes sense, that big
Across from the old bowling alley.
Yeah. Which is a daycare or something?
It's a dog place.
Oh, doggy daycare. Yep. It was the wrong, yeah. looks like this initial facility is 24,000 square feet with 8 fenced-in courts, and is expected to open within weeks. A second phase is planned, 50,000 square feet with 14 to 18 additional courts with a bar, a pro shop, targeted for spring 26, making it the largest dedicated indoor pickleball facility in Ohio, and it's right in our backyard.
Right. Think they'll sell pickle stuff there?
Maybe.
The real deal.
Branding. The real deal.
We can wear our pickle shirts there.
I like that. Looks like $10 an hour, or you can get memberships for $59. Woo! Looks like Wright-Patt Air Force Base will be conducting an 8-day anti-terrorism training exercise starting today. This will focus on anti-terrorism and base sustainment procedures.
We should have that at work.
Yeah. No terrorists.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would want to come in there.
You can practice. Well, you can't get in anyway, so.
Looks like the Greater Dayton Area Hospital Association will now lead Dayton's new violence interruption program, taking over the public health, which cited a lack of administrative capacity. This program, developed with Cure Violence Global, treats violence like a public health issue. It's used to train violence interrupters to mediate conflicts in high-risk communities before they escalate. This will oversee the program's implementation and yada, yada, yada. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yada, yada, yada.
Violence interrupters. I'm going to get a badge and a sash for that one.
Stop fighting. Smack your hand.
Another Dayton thing, Wright-Patt Air Force Base is undertaking a major overhaul of its energy infrastructure to improve efficiency and energy security. The project includes replacing the old base-wide steam heating system with modern individual heating units in buildings. It also adds new district cooling plant, building a backup power line for Area B, which I don't know if that's Area 51.
I have no idea.
Create microgrids and some other things. So they're doing some overhauling. Oh, have you heard about what's going on into Tank's Bar and Grill old location?
No.
It's going to be a new restaurant called Food Castle.
Food Castle.
This eatery will serve authentic halal Pakistani and Indian cuisine with specialties like the barbecue beef bihari and Karachi style biryani. And it'll initially offer carryout, delivery, and catering. That'd be cool. Finally, something. I do kind of miss that.
Yeah. Their breakfast is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
They had a good bowl of chili.
Yeah. Do you remember what it was called?
Chili. not offhand. I just know it was huge.
Yeah.
And they had pancakes the size of a plate.
Yeah. Because, you know, you need that.
Yeah, right, yeah. There was like three plates worth. And you're like, I'm going to eat this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to feel miserable afterwards, but I'm going to do it.
It's like you're challenging yourself.
Yeah.
You can do this. You can do this, stomach. All right. Moving on to Centerville. Centerville has a lot today. So, yeah. Yay. This is a neat one. Neat as in off the wall. Centerville is testing a new program using AI-equipped recycling trucks to improve its collection efficiency. The AI technology scans the contents of each recycling cart as it's emptied and flags items that do not comply with local guidelines, such as plastic bags, foam, food waste, and cords. Don't put food in a recycling, guys.
I think I heard this on the radio today.
Yeah. Residents who place incorrect items in their bins will receive a personalized postcard notifying them of their error and providing recycling tips.
So would that be a picture of what they have in their trash can?
Oh, man, I could see the thing.
That'd be great.
According to the manager, Wayne Davis, the city manager, he said the goal is to reduce contamination, and which lowers processing costs. Looks like $74,000 project is fully funded by Montgomery County Solid Waste District. Looks like a $22 million housing development called Savannah Walk is being proposed for Washington Township. People Homes plans to build 52 ranch-style homes on 12 acres. The homes aimed at empty nesters and young professionals with a price range between $400,000 and $450,000.
Yeah, I got that.
Not for me.
Yeah.
And it includes lawn and snow removal services.
This is in Centerville?
Yeah. Looks like it's gone. The proposal is going before the commission July 15th.
This is a Waka Waka?
A Waka Waka. Savannah Waka.
Savannah Waka.
Yeah.
It's sponsored by Fozzie Bear.
It should. Yeah. That'd be a great advertisement. Call us for a consultant.
Exactly.
All the best delicatessen in Washington Township is adding a full bar serving cocktails, beer, and wine. And new bar bites like grilled hot dog sliders. Man, this is like advertisement. I'm like, what, this ain't news. The deli located at Far Hills Avenue also recently launched a weekend breakfast service from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. Okay, that's all for that. Also, in Washington Township, they have enacted a new stricter noise ordinance with significantly higher fines. So effective immediately, the rule sets a new standard defining a violation as any noise that would bother a reasonable person, quote unquote.
Right.
What does that mean?
That means somebody over a certain age that's offended by everything is going to be calling 24/7.
Fines have increased for $250 on the first offense, $500 for second, and $1,000 for all subsequent. So if you're rich, whatever. Just
you live in Centerville. Right? With those house prices, I mean, I can get two or three of them.
This also applies to for violations in residential areas and businesses with liquor permits, like bars and restaurants.
Right.
Normal activities like emergency sirens, lawn care during the day, and approved events are exempt. Yeah, we found out about that last week with all that lawn mowing, leaf blowing, Philadelphia phenomenon.
Right.
That was a Disney movie joke. All right, in Uber, I got something.
Okay.
In response to major 2023 ransom attack, Huber Heights is making cybersecurity a top priority in the new five-year capital improvement plan. The city has designated nearly $2 million for cybersecurity upgrades through 2030 and will cover new software, network support, extensive staff training to fortify the city's defenses as its entire network infrastructure was overhauled following the attack. Yeah, that staff training thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your weakest link right there.
Right.
I tell you what, it's not easy. I may have some experience in IT.
Mm-hmm.
Kettering. Have you heard of the McAfee? Yeah. McAfee Heating and Air. Have you heard about them?
McAfee.
Is it McAfee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. It's spelled McAfee.
There's somebody I work with that loves that place.
You know they're based out of Kettering?
Yeah.
Well, they have been acquired by a Californian company and national residential HVAC provider Champions Group.
So he sold his business?
I guess. Greg McAfee confirmed the sale.
Huh.
But they're excited to bring him online. Yeah.
I might ask him if he wants to go back there.
They got cannabis and HVAC providers. Sounds like a deal out there in California.
Don't just blow smoke through your air conditioner.
There you go. Miamisburg, woman indicted for allegedly promoting prostitution at spa near the Dayton Mall. Usually I leave these kind of stories out, but that was too funny to not put in here.
Where's the jokes with that one?
Allegedly.
You're right.
I wasn't doing
it. It was a day spa, right?
Yeah.
A rub and tug. Happy ending?
There we go.
Yep.
Moraine. Moraine's new entry signage celebrates history, marks milestone. Moraine has finished installing 33, magic number.
Ding.
That welcome people to the city, celebrating its history and marks a recent milestone. The new signs posted at all city entrances features graphics incorporating the Wright seaplane and a reference to the 60th anniversary of Moraine becoming a city. I didn't know that. All right, three more. Troy, we got, have you heard of Michael Anticoli? Anticoli?
No.
Anticoli.
I have no idea.
Not Anticoli. The former owner of La Piazza in Troy. He's now selling his family's popular house dressing full-time under the brand Anticoli Specialty. So I guess he closed down the place, but now he's selling it. You can buy it at Tony and Pete's in Dayton, the seller in Troy, and soon at Dorothy Lane Market. Looks like they might be able to do some online stores purchases. Don't know anything about it, but if you're from Troy, you probably know. Vandalia. Looks like a hydrochloric acid leak at the Amber Water facility prompted a hazmat response this last Tuesday. Looks like crews from the Dayton Regional Hazmat responded at 3:45 a.m. to mitigate the leak. They thought it was like a fire or explosion or something. But it's led to the closure and shelter-in-place order, but that was lifted pretty quickly after. But part of the road is still under investigation. West Carrollton, this is actually kind of a event coming up. West Carrollton's popular hot air balloon glow returns this month. Last year, it had its first one featuring music, food trucks, and large balloons hovering just above the ground. Starts at 5:30 till 10 on July 12th with new performers and vendors.
It's funny. I was talking to somebody at work that I actually have a tattoo.
Really?
Of a hot air balloon.
Should go.
Yeah. But once I got fat, it turned into a blimp.
Good year.
Yeah.
It's been a good year.
It was.
All right. Got any news? Or got any news? Got any jokes?
That's the best joke I had so far.
All right. Let's talk about some historical facts.
You got some bad puns?
I probably will. Not at the moment.
All right. Cool.
Historical fact number one. These are Ohio. So on the 16th of July, 1867, D.R. Averill of Ohio patented ready-mixed paint. That's pretty useful.
Where's that at?
Where is it at?
Does it say?
As a person.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. It says of Ohio.
His name is Dap?
D.R. Averill.
Okay. I have no idea.
It might be. I don't know. D.R. It didn't say.
Tip City has a huge paint place up there.
Averill. Let's see. Dr. Averill. Not. I don't want you to know my Averill mix. All right. History of paint. It is not going to say his name. It's just D.R. Averill. Like J.R.R. You know. Tolkien. Is it Tolkien? I don't know what his name is.
That's fine.
It doesn't say anything.
Not important.
On the 11th of July, 1923, Harry Frazee sells the baseball team Red Sox to Ohio businessmen for $1 million. Did you know that, what was it? Cincinnati Reds? Was it the Reds that used to be the Red Stockings?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the names.
Red Legs.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's kind of funny. Another Ohio one. I like this one. July 10th, 1797. On this day, Adams County was formed from Hamilton County by proclamation of Winthrop Sargent, Secretary of Northwest Territory. The new county, the fourth in Ohio, was named for President John Adams. The first county seat was Manchester, settled by Nathaniel Massey of Virginia in 1791 along the Ohio River, also known as Three Islands. Because of the narrow channels, Native Americans could easily ambush white settlers on their way down the river. I guess because of that, the county seat was moved to West Union in 1803, the year Ohio became a state. The most widely recognized landmark in Adams County is the Great Serpent Mound, a few miles north of the hamlet of Locust Grove. It is surrounded by rolling hills and farmland. The earthwork was built by ancient people. No one is sure whom they might have been, what might have motivated them, or even how long ago they fashioned the monument. This is the only thing known for sure. Located on a ridge above the valley of Ohio Brush Creek lies the largest snake effigy in North America. Whoa. We like snakes, right?
Right.
All right, last. Famous people. We're going to go with someone from Dayton. Have you heard of the series VeggieTales?
Yeah.
Michael Lewis Nahrocki.
Did he die?
No.
Oh.
Born in 1966, is an American animator, filmmaker, teacher, and voice actor known as the co-creator of the Christian video series VeggieTales.
I love my lips.
Where he voiced Larry the Cucumber.
Yeah.
Which is who sings that. He voiced many other characters, including Jerry Gord, Jean-Claude P., and other various ones. Co-founder of Big Idea Productions alongside Phil Vischer. That's the name I usually recognize. He has directed several of their productions, including the award-winning Silly Songs with Larry, segments from VeggieTales. From Dayton, Ohio.
Right.
Pretty crazy. I never knew that. All right, let's talk about some special days of the week. What do we got? Ooh, today is National Kitten Day.
Yeah. Meow.
Pina Colada Day.
Isn't that a song?
If you like pina coladas on July 10th. Oh, yeah, Don't Step on a Bee Day. Yeah, I've heard some recent things about bees in a couple different areas. Attack of people about to almost died.
From a bee?
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife's allergic.
I don't remember where it was at, but, like, they were aggravated from, like, hornets or something, and then they just attacked the people. I don't know if it was. I think it was a beehive location. Anyways, side note.
Right.
Let's look at Friday. We already kind of did Thursday anyway. National French Fry Day. Woo!
Yay! Yeah, there's a sale at Penn Station.
That's good. For French fries. I mean, that's good. I'm like, keep piling them in that bag, buddy.
Yep.
I mean, bag fries. They're the best.
Yeah, they are.
It's just like, oh, look at that cup. But I know there's about
free fries are better.
Yeah, that's true. National Mojito Day. Free Slurpee Day. Wink.
Blueberry muffin, my favorite.
That's right. I remember that.
All-American Pet Photo Day.
National.
So I'll be seeing lots of pictures.
National 7-Eleven Day on Friday. I know, like 7-Eleven's coming back, I think. Or
they
like,
they own Speedway now.
Yeah, I know, and that's why you go to Speedway, and you see all this 7-Eleven memorabilia.
The big gulp.
Yeah. All-American Pet Photo Day.
Yeah, you got
look at that photo they got on there.
Did cheer up the lonely?
Probably. The Day of the Flemish Community.
That's all right. I got for until Saturday.
Yeah, I'll look at Saturday. World Rum Day. The spice rum's good. I enjoy that. National Simplicity Day. Yeah.
Pecan pie. Yummy. That's just pure sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had a chess pie? It's kind of like a pecan pie without the pecans.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty good. You should look it up. You should make it.
No nuts about it.
Go nuts. Etch-a-sketch day.
I suck at those.
Well, it's not the day for you then.
Right.
National Eat Your Jell-O. Paper Bag Day. Battle of the Bourne. International Day of Combating Sand and Dust Storms.
Different colored eyes. Do you know anyone that has different colored eyes?
I don't.
I think I do either.
I might know, but I just don't.
I've seen pictures. One blue, one green.
That's the picture they gave us on this
one. Yeah.
International Skinny Dip Day.
Yeah, that's when your fat doesn't count. Now you chunky dunk. I think that's what it says on the fridge.
That's funny.
No longer skinny dip.
Dunkaroo.
I keep hearing sirens. Do you hear sirens?
Yeah, I hear sirens.
Yeah. Must be something bad out there.
Yeah, I heard there was some commotion at the firework stuff here in Huber.
Yeah, they got that taken care of.
Yeah.
Bad boys.
What you gonna do?
Yep.
All right, Sunday, International Rock Day. Not that rock, though.
Is it going to be something in Cleveland?
I don't know.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing? They got anything?
Well, this one specifically rocks.
Oh, just rocks. Oh, those rocks.
That'd be if I were like that kind of venue, I would take advantage of it.
Right.
Rock and roll, but it's a National Rock Day. And just like everybody carry rocks around.
You got the moves like Jagger.
National Barbershop Music Appreciation Day.
That's kind of right there on the same day as rock.
I like it.
Embrace your geekness.
I do that every day.
Work alert.
National Beans and Franks Day, also known as
Frank and Beans.
Beanie Weenie.
Yeah.
You ever had Beanie Weenie?
Maybe.
It's just beans and
like, hot dogs.
Hot dogs cut up.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people have heard it called
that. That was poor man's food.
Well,
you know.
Mom used to make all that stuff.
For myself, yeah.
Yeah.
National Transplant Week. So if you need to swap out a heart. all right. Monday, what you got?
Shark.
Mac and Cheese Day.
Shark Awareness.
Shark Awareness and Mac and Cheese
National Day. National Nude Day.
Is it really?
It's what it says.
World Chimpanzee Day. They go nude all the time.
Right.
And it goes together.
They're scratching their monkeys.
I know. National Tape Measure Day. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know who Emmeline Pankhurst is?
Never heard of it.
Let's see what she got.
Pandemonium Day.
Let's see. Women today have the right to vote and equality in many countries, but women's rights are not sure. I don't know. Political activism. There's a lot of words in there. Oh. I won't find out about her right now.
Yeah.
International Non-Binary People's Day.
Oh.
National Be Nice to Bugs Day.
I'm not going to step on you today.
But tomorrow.
Yeah.
You better be gone.
You better be out of here.
Yeah, I see that Pandemonium Day. Free yourself from the stuffiness of orderly life and let pandemonium reign.
Do you have International Town Criers Day?
Yep.
What is that?
Long before modern technology, when most people couldn't read, town criers kept people up to date on current events and news.
Gossiping thing, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tattletale.
Pretty much. All right.
You doing Tuesday?
Yeah.
We got to respect Canada Day.
Nuh-uh.
No, that's what it says, man. Ooh, Tapioca Pudding Day.
Yeah. National Gummy Worm Day.
Yeah, there better be a sale on that.
National Give Something Away Day. These are my toys.
We got some gas for you. It's free.
It's free. The gas prices have never been so low. National Pet Fire Safety Day.
Oh.
Keep yourself and your furry friends safe by taking stock of potential pet-caused fire hazards. National Be a Dork Day.
That's every day.
That's every day.
Yeah.
Developmental Disability Professionals Day. Yeah. I didn't see that Canada Awareness. I think you made that up.
No, that's there.
National Orange Chicken Day. We win. All right, what we got on the 16th?
That would be...
Fresh Spinach.
Wednesday. Corn Fritter Day.
Snake Day. Hot Dog Day.
A Guinea Pig Appreciation Day, which is funny because they had one at work that they ate. There was
we appreciate that.
There was a lady that brought it in for a carry-in for CS, and she cooked guinea pigs. And everybody loved it. I guess it's a thing.
Well,
I didn't eat any of it, but
I guess you can celebrate that day in more than one way.
Yeah. I'm going to eat you.
National Dress Syndrome Day, and DRESS is an acronym, but it stands for, does it say?
World Snake Day. Snake Day.
It doesn't say. Oh, here we go. DRESS syndrome, or drug reaction with eosinophilia and systematic symptoms, is a rare and serious reaction to certain medicines. Okay. They deserve a day. Take your poet to work day. What?
Is it weird that hot dog day, guinea pig, and snake day are all the same day?
Yeah, I think it was planned.
Right.
Our Lady of Mount Carmel. It doesn't even say day. It just says Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Must be a pig month because the next day, Thursday, is yellow pig day.
All right, let's get on the Thursday. What we got? World Emoji Day. That's every day. Tattoo Day. Yeah, I think there's a tattoo fair or event coming up. I think it's in Dayton or close by.
Really?
Might go to that. Get my first tattoo.
Yeah, but you got to get blood first, right?
If I do, well.
You can't. Well, it has to be healed. That was that was the debate at work.
There's a time frame.
Right.
That you're not supposed to or something. I don't know. National Peach Ice Cream Day. That looks good.
I don't like peach ice cream. She would, but I wouldn't.
National Wrong Way Corrigan Day. I don't even know.
I have no idea.
In honors of Douglas Wrong Way Corrigan, a pilot who in 1938 claimed to have accidentally flown from New York to Ireland instead of his intended destination, California. So we name a day after his...
You get a day for screwing up.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh,
okay.
All right. Some months. We got Good Care Month. So I guess take care of yourself. National Cell Phone Courtesy Month. Man, that's every day. Some of these people, they got like... full-blown songs as their text tone, and it's like every 5 seconds is like starting over. I'm like, what are you doing? Do you care about anybody?
Wait for the song to end.
National Anti-Boredom Month. I mean, come on. It's the summer. What are you doing? It's like a cop-out. National Picnic Month. Horseradish Month. That's a whole month. We already did the National Ice Cream Month, which, oh yeah.
Right.
I'm all for it. We actually might do some of that ice cream trail Saturday or Sunday.
This weekend?
Mm-hmm. We're not going to go to every one of them. That site I sent you, it breaks it out by parts of Ohio. So if you just go to Southwest Ohio, there's all the ones we know.
Well, there's probably even more on there that you don't even know of.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's it for the...
Because I don't think they list... I think it's called Terry's, which is down towards Hillsboro.
Oh, yeah.
It's a gas station, but on the back of it, it's ice cream shop. And they make these ginormous, like, ice cream shakes.
Really?
Yeah. And they're amazing. I wouldn't recommend going there 100-degree weather, though.
It's a melt before
That's the mistake we did.
All right, let's talk about some events coming up. Now that we have passed all of the holiday stuff, because it was a lot of holiday stuff. Trying to streamline some of these events so it's not so nutso when I'm going through them. All right, let's talk about some live music, which we got a lot. Thursday, we got Country Concert, which has got multiple days going on in Fort Laramie. One of these days I'm going to learn.
It's okay.
We got Emo Night with Flicker at the Bright Side. At the Levitt, we got John Papagross. In Kettering, at Polham Farm, we got Kettering Civic Band. Then Jazz at the Gather. That's why I couldn't say it right, because it's not Gather. It's not Gather. It's Gather. That's why I kept throwing me up. Anyways, I won't charge you for any of that. Jazz at the Gather, which I think that's places going away or something. Like they're in the Dayton Arcade. I don't know. I think there's something along those lines.
I don't know.
Friday, we got Steve Worley at the Old Mason Winery. Most of these are in the evening. Actually, all these are in the evening. Tommy John in the Mayflower. John Arnold at the Dunaways. Kevin Milner and Achilles Tenderloin
at
Bach Family Brewing. Money Mouse Rave at Yellow Cab. Velvet Crush on the Patio at Heather's Coffee and Cafe. Seven Strings at the Indian Creek Distillery. Some of these are free. Some of these are $5, $10 charges. Seven Strings said that Levitt has Yam Yam. I think I'm going to go see that tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't got to enough Levitt concerts this year, but I want to make sure I get them in before it's over. It only goes till August-ish. The Vindies, which is part of the Star City Concert Series at Riverfront Park. A tribute to Jimmy Buffett with Parrots of the Caribbean at Riverscape. Nothing But Treble at Jane's on the Main. Decades 90s Club at Hidden Gem Music Club. Diddley at the Brick Tap and Tavern. Not Diddy. Diddley. The Distance.
Bring your baby lotion.
The Distance at Phone Booth Lounge. I wonder if they were inspired by, not Cake. Where is it, Cake? Yeah.
Ding, Cake. Ding.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Just moving on. Wade Jennings at the Barrel. And then Kyle... He's a Moyer band at Good Time Charlie's. So that's all Friday. And Saturday, we got another long list. Support the Country Concert. We got Down the Rabbit Hole at the Yellow Cab. Madison Park at featuring Tony Terry in Madison Park. I said that wrong. But anyways, Madison Park Live featuring Tony Terry. Blues Traveler and Gin Blossoms at the Rose. Amanda Livingston at Long Shots in Troy. Rick Sylvester at Old Mason Winery in West Milton. Bade Midview and More at Hidden Gem. Deuce in a Quarter at the Dunaways in Troy. Hall Pass at Jane's on the Main. The Bowl Cuts at Bach Family Brewing. The Levitt has Davina and the Vagabonds. Joe Cowell's Band at Phone Booth Lounge. Comstock Load at the Brick Tap and Tavern. And DJ Todd Earnhardt at the Barrel. Also Short of Stable at Good Time Charlie's. On Sunday, we got Smithville South, which is part of the Beaver Creek Concert Series. And Lofino Park. I need to have some IPA or Hooked on Phonics on some of these words.
I'm here for you.
Killer Queen is at the Frays Pavilion. Tuesday, we got Tuesday Nights in the Park, Tony Peters at Riverscape, and then Nasty Bingo. At Troy Hainer Culture Center.
Afraid to ask.
Yeah, me too.
Goes along with Naked Day, I guess.
I guess, yeah, yeah. On Wednesday, we got leftover salmon and the infamous string dusters at the Rose. I'm getting kicked out just of these names. Thursday, we got Industrial Strength Summer Fest at Greene County Fairgrounds. That's a multi-day thing. Secret Dreams Music and Arts Festival at Legend Valley in Thornville, Ohio. Multi-days on that one. Dayton Art Institute has Bob Ross Auto Group, Jazz and Beyond, Big Gill and his Funky All-Stars.
Bob Ross.
I think he's spent more time on these titles than anything else. They don't need to practice the music.
Come up with a clever name.
Clever name. Karaoke Night in Troy. Levitt has Chuck Prophet and his Cumbia Shoes. The Kim Kelly Orchestra at Riverscape. Evil Woman, the American Elo at Phrase. And Jazz at the Gather. That's it for music. All right, fairs and festivals. What we got?
Montgomery County Fair.
That's true. What day are we on? Here we go.
Thursday.
Back to the 10th. There we go. Thursday, starting, we got continuing the Madison County Fair, the Logan County Fair, the Montgomery County Fair. Looks like the start of the Dark County Steam Threshers Annual Reunion in Greenville. And also in Greenville, the Farm Power of the Past. Festival of the Bells in Hillsboro. I think they got the wrong month. I think it's supposed to be in December. Clinton County Fair.
Mr. Bell.
Oh, yeah. Festival of the Bells. There you go. Yeah, I'm practicing. Friday, a lot of the same thing, although we do have an additional the Philbilly Moonshine Full Moon Festival at Snickers Bar and Grill in Dayton. And Philbilly is P-H-I-L, Phil.
Like the groundhog?
Yep. Let's see. Saturday, a lot of the same. And then we have in Springfield, Barnstorming Carnival. In Urbana, we got Art Affair on the Square. Xenia has Blueberry Picking Festival at Berry Hill Farm. So
take your wife.
It's a festival and it's picking. Yeah, we might. Cincy Blues Fest in Fairfield. Kicking Chicken Wings Fest in Kettering. Man, there's a lot of good festivals Saturday. Middletown has a Greek Fest. Waynesville has Ohio Valley Thunder Rally. Okay. Mechanicsburg, Our Town, Mechanicsburg Summer Celebration. Waynesville has a street fair, too. I don't know if it's the second, like, you know, John Smith the third. It just has a two on there, so maybe Gingleheimer it's the
Smith.
Second one. Yeah. Greek Fest, so we mentioned that in Middletown. All right, Sunday. Looks like they're all repeats. Oh, they got the Sin City Reptile Show.
Oh yeah,
at the Holiday Inn in Westchester. I've been once. That's actually where we got our tortoise, who was stolen from us, and our hedgehog. And we still have the hedgehog at least.
Right.
We don't let him outside. Middletown has an open air summer market, and then Monday nothing. Looks like a bunch of continuation. On Tuesday, it looks like the Summer Moon Festival kicks off for 6 days in Wapakoneta.
Wapakoneta.
Let's see. And then that's pretty much it. Thursday kicks off in Xenia, the Industrial Strength Bluegrass Summer Festival for a couple days. So that'll be fun.
Won't be going to that.
You don't want a bluegrass?
No.
Only green grass?
Nope.
You don't even want the green grass?
I don't want either one.
I want any grass.
Give me leaves.
Give me leaves. Yeah. Tell that to your neighbor. All right. Oh, my goodness. There's so much stuff going on. All right. Here's all the rest of the events. Starting on Thursday. Nah, we already touched on Thursday last week. Got lots of exhibits at the Contemporary Dayton. Rose Arts Center, the International Peace Museum, Edward A. Dixon Gallery. They all have a bunch of exhibits, so if you're interested in those, look them up. At the Neon on Friday, we got the Dayton Jewish International Film Festival. I still have some of the other festivals I already mentioned. Oh, well. Friday, we have the Greater Dayton Food Truck Rally. That doesn't mean us.
No.
The Greater Dayton in general. Front Street and Dayton. Oh, that's right. I skipped over something.
Did you eat the taco truck today?
No, I was going to. There's a little bit of a line, and then the person that walked up said they were ordering for multiple people, and I was just like, eh, I packed the lunch.
Yeah.
I got stuff I got to go do. I'll just skip through here because I forgot the recurring events, but I'll come back to it. So still on the miscellaneous, we got Out on the Fifth still going on all weekend, the Great Miami Smallmouth Bass Fishing Challenge. Let's see. Birdies and Bogeys Golf Tournament in Miamisburg. So if you're interested in that, not at all? Okay.
No.
Peebles, Ohio has a Serpent Mound Archaeology Tour. Centerville Party in the Park.
Nope.
Can you guess where that's at?
In Centerville.
It is.
Is that for Sunday?
Friday.
No. No, they have something out there with a concert.
They might. I haven't got to Sunday yet.
Yeah.
It might be. What was it? See if you're
ELO.
I think I mentioned ELO. Yeah. I said ELO. It might just been
Electric
ELO.
Light Orchestra.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I'd like to go see that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be fun.
Turn to stone.
The neon has Friday night patio parties, which seems pretty cool. They have like random things come. People come out.
They actually have a patio.
I think so. Yeah,
I think it was that big.
I think it has multiple floors.
Really?
You never see the higher point. Maybe. I don't know what I'm talking about. Don't ask me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's the movie theater, right?
Yeah. Downtown. But pretty close to the Levitt, actually.
Yeah.
Fletcher has Cruise In at Poor Farmers Campground. Looks like a car show. New Carlisle Midsummer Moonlight Sip. Yellow Springs has a dance party and wine tasting.
Ooh.
Centerville, Shrek the Musical. They got multiple days coming up. Or actually, I think they've already had a couple already, but that might be interesting to see. We've got the Money Mouse Rave at Yellow Cab, it looks like. Charleston White at Funny Bone. At the Phrase, they have the Menus. Not for food.
What's on the menu?
That's the band name, I believe. right, so Saturday... a lot of the same. Looks like Jamestown has a Green of View Rams Athletic 5K.
That's not that big of a town.
Yeah.
Probably only 5K in the town.
you run the K and you're on the other side. Springfield has the Barnstorming Carnival. I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but it's a multi-day thing. Downtown Troy has.
What's that all about?
Barnstorming Carnival.
Just go to people's barns and run around in it?
It doesn't really say. It just says a carnival. So it's probably, it's just
very moving.
A word. Plain Air Artist Event in Troy. Waynesville has a street fair. Urbana has a Talk Butterflies at Cedar Bog.
Talk to the Butterflies.
Yep. Downtown, they have Yoga in the Park and Yoga with Speakeasy. It looks like they have two different ones.
You've been wanting to do yoga.
Yeah. But I want to do it with the goats.
Right.
I don't want the free ones. I want the paid one. Torture myself.
You can bring your own goat.
Just go
to the farm and get one.
Smoke and Stroll Saturday.
Yeah.
Can you guess what that is?
I have no idea.
420 Dayton.
Right. That's the pot place.
I think it was the old Family Video.
Yeah.
Is that where it was?
Somewhere over there by the hospital.
It looks like Smoke and Stroll. Get ready to Smoke and Stroll. Where the vibes dot, dot, dot. I didn't copy all of that. I was like, whatever. Front Street Saturdays. Not sure what exactly that is.
In the front.
It's a shopping destination where curated antiques, vintage clothing, and more. Ben's Board Game Bazaar. Yeah. 120 West 2nd Street. Looks like just board game something. Kettering has a road rally scavenger hunt. That actually looks pretty fun.
Yeah.
Feature stops at some of Kettering and the surrounding area's best and some lesser known hotspots.
Is it free?
$7.
No, that's not too hazy.
Down the Rabbit Hole, a Dayton Music and Arts Festival. I think I mentioned that. Join us for Alice in Wonderland themed Dayton music. Let's see. Date Night Series Tower of Love at the Lost Creek Reserve. And then at the Funny Bone, Christopher Titus again. I believe we mentioned him. All right. That was Saturday. Sunday. Looks like we got Christmas in July, half marathon and 5K in Dayton, Miami County Park District's Trail Run in Piqua.
Hallmark weekend also.
Yeah.
Ornament premiere.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas in July.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Hamilton Flea. I don't know if that's a flea market. Probably. Peach Truck at Menards in Tip City.
Tip City. This Wednesday, Saturday?
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's doable.
Killer Queen at the Frays. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. They show up on multiple lists sometimes.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Yeah. Yeah, you get on a list.
Yep.
You can't get off the list.
You're on the list now.
All right. Okay. Monday, nothing much. Tuesday, we got the Wapakoneta Summer Moon Festival. I think I mentioned that too.
Yeah.
Try mountain biking in Huffman Metro Park.
What if it's cloudy? Oh. What do you do for the Moon Festival? You can't see it. It's raining. That's another one you can't do.
Yeah. I don't know if they thought.
Is there like drive-by moonings? Because that would be fun.
Hey, the moon couldn't come out tonight, so I supported it. By the way, I got free gas.
Right. But there is actually some sort of like train thing where people moon the train, but I'm not sure where. Yeah, it's an actual thing.
Moon on the train.
Yeah. So you all stand against this fence and then moon the train as it goes by.
That's great. Looks like Curio at the Courthouse Square. It's one of those like reoccurring things. Trivia Tuesdays with Daga Trivia. Long Shots and Troy has 90s sitcom trivia. Springboro or the Cox Auditorium has summer tram tours. I think we mentioned that one before. Line dancing, ballroom in Troy. And then karaoke every Tuesday with Zane, East 4th Street. Wednesday, a lot of the exhibits, festivals continuing. We got the Buckeye Woodcarvers Roundup. This is like a multi-day thing at the Poor Farmers Campground. Why do they call it Poor Farmers? I'd like to know.
They're not rich?
I mean, literally, yes. That's what that could mean.
Yeah.
They're
just rich in soil.
Nah.
Knee deep in dirt.
I like it.
Yeah. Can you dig it?
I've
see what I'm planting here?
I'm scooping what you're pooping.
Yeah.
ORRC, Inglewood 5K.
Percy?
I don't. It stood for something, but I don't care. I have to look up right now. And then we got the Curio, the Courthouse. We got Zen's Day Tone and Stretch class. These are usually either from noon to 2 or like noon to 12:45. That's what this one says.
I'll be sleeping.
Try fly fishing. On a Wednesday, you're going to be sleeping?
Sure.
Okay. It could be. Try fly fishing in Eastwood Metro Park. And then Brews and Bricks Lego Build at the Bach Family Brewing. Kind of like that. Get drunk and play
with Legos. This looks weird, people. Crash this car into the Legos.
Then on Thursday, we got a community garage sale in Piqua. Evening in the garden in Piqua. And then the Curio at the Courthouse. Looks like we got Unplugged Thursday with Pat Arnold. Piqua also has the Dora District Pub Crawl. Man, they got a lot going on in Piqua. Shrek the Musical, obviously, we mentioned, and then the Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, there it is.
The Frays.
Wow.
Yeah, showed up on that list for whatever reason. whatever. All right, last but not least, recurring events. Like I said, the exhibits, Thursday. Let's just skip the Friday. Most of that's done already. Friday night patio, Dayton Dragons.
Yay!
Oh, we all know that.
They'll be back in town.
Friday has the Social Vintage Dance. Friday nights, $5. Saturday, we got the Dayton Beer Company has a summer band series.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Lots of farmers markets. We got Yellow Springs, downtown Franklin, Shiloh, Greene County, Troy, Oakwood, the Heights, which is Huber, and then New Carlisle. BFW, they got grilled pork chop dinner. Matilda, the musical is still going on. So if you're interested, look up those times. Sunday, we got the Vinyl Sunday at the Barrel House.
That's you.
Yeah, I wish. No, when I looked at it, I was like, are we playing? No, we're the Vinyl Vultures. No, they let you bring in your own records and play it over the house, the speakers.
I bet they wouldn't want that.
Also on Sunday at the Yellow Cab, they got Dayton Poetry Slam. Slam poetry.
Right. How do you do that?
You say a few words and you go, wah!
Right.
I don't know.
I'll throw down some scripts here.
I've done jazz poetry, actually. In college, we had a guy come in, and he would read his poetry, and then we would provide like jazz stuff underneath. This is for fun.
Yeah, that sounds, I think
I might have a recording somewhere of it. Sunday Funday Karaoke at the Barrel in Springboro. Monday, we got boot camp fitness class, usually on Wednesdays and Mondays, and then beginner square dance lessons. Tuesday, we got karaoke night at the Barrel, Trivia Tuesday at the Dayton Beer Company. Wednesday, where are you Wednesday?
Next week.
Miamisburg Farmers Market, Trotwood Community Market, Fairborn Market, boot camp fitness, like I said, Swerk Fitness. Ooh, Puzzle Feud at DBC. Actually, this is interesting. Complete a 500-piece puzzle of your choice with teams of up to four with a two-hour limit.
Is it all one color? Because that's the challenge.
Just one color. Yeah, it's, oh, God.
Just, you ever done one of those?
No, you get the red. You get the red puzzle, circle. You get the, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'm sure.
And all the pieces are the same.
Did they let you look at the box?
Yeah.
All right. Barrel House has Whatever Wednesday with DJ Ike B. Troy has open mic night at the Leaf and Vine. And then Thursday, looks like Sunset at the Market at 2nd Street Market in Dayton. Karaoke Thursdays, the Dayton Beer Company. Open mic night at the Dunaways. Open mic Thursday at the Barrel House. Trivia at Bach Family Brewing. That's it. I don't have much else. You got anything coming up this week?
Too much.
Too much.
I've got to cut my grass.
You got like schedule that sucker down. You're like, all right, I need 6 hours.
I need to cut the grass. Let's see. We have our summer social for our Star Wars group. That's all day Saturday. And sometime on Sunday, I don't know yet. That one's still up in the air.
Yeah, I don't have a ton. Tomorrow, like I said, I want to go to that Levitt concert. Saturday, we might do the ice cream tour. We might check out some of the stuff that we're talking about because there's a lot of festivals going on. I got a birthday party going on that night. I don't know if Sunday I would have much. Got some volleyball in the evening.
Right.
So now
there's
check out some more festivals.
I'd like to go to Centerville, maybe check out that ELO.
Yeah. Not ELO.
ELO, yeah.
ELO.
ELO.
Under my ELO. Okay, I'm done. All right. Got anything else?
That's about it.
All right. Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us. Would you got something?
I think that's it. I mean, I don't know of anything else pressing.
I mean, you don't have to just keep talking just to make up stuff.
Right. Well, I mean, I can.
Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us today.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy the show. Just remember, we are value for value. We don't ask for advertising or put anything behind a paywall. But if you get anything out of the show, do you want to give something in time, talent, or treasure, you're more than welcome to. If you got any comments or you want to give us some ideas or suggestions for the show, just send us an email at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com.
Maybe you'd like to be a special guest.
Maybe we haven't had any special guests yet.
Jenny.
Name drop on the show. All right. Well, till next time, enjoy your evenings.